Unit 9, Translation, May 15th. It's worth your while to go on a working holiday because it allows you to see the world and experience a new culture. While you are on a working holiday, it's important to strike a balance between work and fun, or else you'll waste the precious opportunity. A new law that punishes those who drive and smoke will go into effect in Taiwan on July 1st. So far, only some details concerning the new restrictions have been revealed to the public. When the new laws are in place, violators could be fined up to NT$600. You see a group of people running down the road, seemingly jogging in a marathon. Then you look closely. They're being chased by people covered in blood, with missing skin, and a dead look in their eyes. You can't help but feel scared of the oncoming horde of monsters chasing the joggers. What you've just encountered is a zombie run, a new type of fun run that's becoming popular around the world. In contrast to most fun runs, zombie runs feature people dressed in costumes chasing after other participants. The first zombie run was held in October 2011 in Baltimore, USA. The event, called Run for Your Lives, unexpectedly drew 12,000 runners. In the race, non-zombie runners must avoid the zombies, who try to grab flags from the runners' belts. The length of a zombie run ranges from 3.5 to 5 kilometers, and completing it is by no means an easy task. In 2014, there were Run for Your Lives races held in Taiwan, Singapore, Hong Kong, and Malaysia. If you're looking for a fun and creepy way to get in shape, why not give a zombie run a try?